Good morning. Today is July the 31st, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, turn with me in the Old Testament book of Psalm, Psalm 34. We'd like to share just a few verses this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, David writes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. May God today bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning in these three very short verses that David has penned out of Psalm 34, we surely glean an understanding of the blessings that God has provided to David in his life and the needs that he'd had before him. For he says in verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and about his praise continually being in my mouth, or being on my lips, one translation may say. You know, beloved, in our lives every day, we encounter those things that cause us to stumble. We encounter those areas of our life that we know surely cause us trouble and strife. But you know, as David writes, and as we should understand today in our own hearts, we should always have that praise and that blessing of Christ on our lips and in our hearts. For you see, if it's in our hearts, surely it should be upon our lips. David wants the Lord God to understand how blessed he is and how he will seek after him at all times in his life. The good times, the bad times, the troubled times. David tells us in verse 2, my soul will make the boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. You know, each and every one of us, beloved, this day and every day, we always have those around us, maybe at our workplaces and those as well, maybe even in our families, that may see us and may witness the way that we're living our life. You know, I don't know of anything that's any more of a struggle to be around in my life than those that I work with, maybe, or those that I may meet, or some I may greet somewhere at some meeting, those that carry the attitude of knowing that everything's negative. Everything that may come against them in their life is always truly, as I said, against them. You know, David wants us to understand here, out of this verse 2, that we need to make sure that our soul makes its boast unto the Lord. You know, it's one thing for each of us to carry on a praise to someone else about how good things are in our life and truly about how good God even is in our life and how he blesses us every day. But you know what? If we make that comment or that statement to someone else and really don't speak that from our heart, truly we have blasphemed and truly we have spoken against the gracious and the mighty will of God. David tells us finally in verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Beloved, I don't know of any greater blessing in our life than for several, maybe two or three, or maybe even a small group or a large meeting place, come together magnifying, praising, and blessing the name of the Lord Jesus, and giving him thanks and praise for all that he's done at church on Sundays and during the week, and as well during the outreach ministry meetings that we conduct each week in the local assisted care homes. It is one thing that I notice when the people come into the meeting place and they sit down in their seats. I notice them sitting there and talking to one another. I notice they'll sit there and communicate with one another. Some, even in the assisted care homes, acting as if they've never seen each other before, and yet they may have lived together for many years. You know, it's so good always to be together. It's so good to always have fellowship. It's good to always have that time of understanding with our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. When I ask you this very important question that the Lord has posed to my heart this morning, let us magnify the Lord together. Let us exalt and let's praise his name. Let us lift up the name of Jesus Christ on this Friday morning, and may God's will and God's peace be firm and steadfast in everything that, beloved, you and I do this day. May God be praised through it all. I would ask you this morning to bow your heads with me. Let's just draw up close to the Lord God for his will and his understanding. Father, this day we come before you in Jesus' precious and his holy name. And God, we thank you, Father, today for these verses from the pen of David. We would ask you, Father, today just allow them to come up off the page, Lord, and may they penetrate and speak, and may they be bestowed in our own hearts this day, Father. Lord, help us to understand how we in our lives, regardless of the trials or tribulations, regardless of the adversities, Father, that may pose and come against us this day, God, may we always have that praise and may we have that exaltation, Father, to you, Father, from our hearts. God, may you help us this day to just overcome the trials and all the many tribulations, God, that may stand before us. Lord, not a one of us, as we wake this morning, understand what is truly ahead of us. Lord, we would ask you today to just guard our path. We would ask you, Father, today to just allow us to be that witness and allow us, Father, to be that encourager to someone else in our life. Father, we surely do praise you, God, today for just waking us up this morning, giving us the opportunity, Lord, for a brand new day to serve you. Another day, God, to honor and bless you, Father, in the life and the way that we may live. God, we would just ask you, just as David shared with us, Lord, may our soul, God, make the boast in the Lord. May you humble our spirit, God, this day, so that we may praise you, God, and thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings of life. Lord, I pray for those today that are sick and in the hospitals. I pray for those that are shut in, God, maybe those in rehabilitation. Lord, I think of the Alzheimer's patients, God, that we work with week after week. And Lord, I understand there's surely their minds, Father, to have such difficulty doing the very basic things of life. But God, I understand this as well as I see them, as I work with them, Lord, as I sing with them, and Lord, as I preach and share the gospel message with them. Lord, I see the kindness and the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ in each and every one of them, in their smiles, Lord, in their hugs, God, and surely, God, in the way that they live their lives, even with this disability around others. Lord, may you bless them. May you lift them, body, soul, and spirit, God, and encourage them and all of us, Father, today. Lord, may we be that blessing. May we be that vessel, God, in a lost and a dark, dying world, Father. Lord, I pray for each and every website visitor. I pray for every listener this morning, Father, to this broadcast. I would ask you would bless them. I would ask you to lift and truly encourage them, Lord. And God, just as your word says, and just as David writes, Father, may we exalt you, Father, together, Father. May we unite, God, in one accord and for one purpose and for one meaning. And may we just lift up holy hands of praise to you, Father, for surely this day and each day you're good. God, may you be blessed. Father, may you be glorified. Father, may you be honored. And Father, may you meet the needs of your people this day, God, as only you can and do each and every day of our life. Father, we do want to praise you. We want to bless you, God. But allow us, God, this day to have that spirit of praise. Allow us to have that spirit of blessing, God, in someone else's life. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted up high and above all names. We pray today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.